What up, fellas? What up? How y'all doing out there, listeners? We are about to go through our roster breakdowns of both divisions, Eastern and Western divisions. And I'm going to start with the Eastern division, and then you can pick up the next episode. It'll be a part two where I go through the Western. So just starting off with the Eastern division roster breakdown, just pretty much saying what I think about your roster. Things might can help you improve and things I like about your roster. So we're just going to look at them. Right now, we're going to go through the Eastern, and it starts off with Team Boss. Team Boss, quarterbacks look strong. He has a good running back, quarterback class, and I'm looking at Dak Prescott. He also he has Matthew Stafford. So, I mean, he's pretty straight when it comes to quarterbacks off of the first week. You know, we don't look at it as a grain of salt right now, but off first week numbers, man, you cannot be mad. But I also look at his running back depth is just okay. I can see him, you know, upgrading that via trade or free agency moving forward. Definitely Jonathan Taylor looked like he's nice and promising. Chris Carson as well. Leonard Fournette, I've always kind of went under the umbrella that never trust a Tom Brady running back because, hey, they have Ronald Jones there as well. So, you know, Mike Davis on your bench, James Conner. I mean, I think you're strong enough, but you know, moving forward, you're just gonna have to kind of gauge and see exactly what those guys are gonna do, the guys who you really might can let go, trade, see if you might can catch a guy, you know, upgrade that position, or if you just fine with it, just roll with it, because you got plenty of running backs. If two of those hit, then I mean, you're strong. You know what I'm saying? Receiver CeeDee Lamb and Deebo Samuel, I think that's pretty much pretty consistent too right there. As well as just looking forward at your other pass catchers, I'm thinking that maybe that's a place you can look to kind of strengthen your bench with Jerry Jeudy now going down on IR for a little while. So definitely just looking for a rookie is going to be probably your biggest priority, because I see you have no rookie that is able to play right now. So that's definitely one thing I can see. I think the team is pretty strong. I like what you got there. Seems like everything's intact with that group. So I just say this, keep what you got, man. Make moves when you feel the need to make those moves, because right now your team's looking pretty solid other than the rookie spot. So we're going to move on, and we're going to go to the next guy, BJ, with the Super Bowl bound Steelers. I feel like your team's solid as well. Quarterbacks are very elite. I would just say with Aaron Rodgers, just relax. Let's see how this plays out. But you got Russell Wilson, and I know Aaron Rodgers burned you in the first week, but I think you still got the W. So I think you're good there. You have a good rookie. You have a good rookie in Najee Harris. I think that's always going to be a good thing to have a guy who's going to be a three-down back. So I just think he'll be getting better and better as the season goes on. Plus, you're a Steelers fan, so I know you're not going away from him. Kareem Hunt and Melvin Gordon, they had good games. They played well. You got Tyreek Hill and Mike Evans and Rob Gronkowski. Those are definitely pretty much just go ahead and play them and plug them and see what happens. You know, the tight end's iffy sometime, but you can't be mad. Gronk gave you 2 touchdowns in week one against that Dallas defense. So Chase Claypool is somebody who I'm not so high on, because I'm not high on Big Ben. Big Ben has to be on a short leash for me if I was this was my team, man, because right now, we know he's on the back nine. He's on the downfall. So I know you're a Steelers fan, so just keep him on a short leash, man. Hold yourself accountable as a fan and know that fantasy is a business. Business decision must be made. Sometimes you have to take your heart out of it. So Ben just might be a guy you need to let go. But strong running backs, bench depth, you know, is always needed. But you definitely have a strong group as far as, you know, your main starters. So I just want to see what you're going to do with Ben and what you're going to do with the depth on the bench. So moving right along to Team Hunter, I'm looking at here. And Hunter, I think in Winston we trust. I think he's a guy, a Saints fan. You got to ride with him, man. Have fun. This is what fantasy is all about, man. You get a guy that you know, you got your heart and you got your fantasy and reality kind of leaning on him. So go with him, man, but be smart, because I know you got Justin Herbert. I know who's another worthy candidate, and Justin Fields. So I know we're saying the rookie of the year race is Trevor Lawrence in the field. Well, sometimes you might have to bet on the field to hit late, because if the field's hit, you have the opportunity to have a rookie quarterback to go along with your starting quarterback, and that could be a very dangerous matchup for anybody if those two guys are hitting. Jameis Winston has the ability to move with his legs, just as well as Herbert, and then you add in another dual-threaded fields. I think your team is built for the long haul, so I just see a solid group. You just kind of got to see how people play and see if you need to make upgrades here or there. So just prepare to make upgrades and running backs, except for like Cook, because Josh Jacobs, I'm still not high on him, even though he was able to find an end zone. I just don't trust it. Ronald Jones, once again, Brady and running backs, you just never know which one's going to get that look. So I would probably look to see what moves as the season go on, where I can make upgrades in my running back position. I'm looking, and I'm just kind of thinking, like, you know, you got to go with the ups and the pitfalls. So Pitts right now, that's gonna be shaky. Your rookie spot, I'm really thinking that you just might need to hold off and see what he has to offer. So hopefully Fields hit soon, that way you don't have to worry about that problem, and you can just be a guy you just have to plug and use when necessary. So, you know, just hold on to Kyle Pitts and see what happens. But I'm definitely trying to see if I can find a rookie that's a little more consistent. Elijah Mitchell's out there from the 49ers. You got the Eagles on Greenwell. He's a guy to look at, maybe. But Kyle Pitts is a guy who, if you don't have anybody, I mean, it's not going to hurt to play him. But you just have to be mindful. Mark Andrews, hopefully he'll get more involved in this thing. Allen Robinson, Davante Adams, Devontae Smith, all solid, good picks. Davante Adams will pick up. Aaron Rodgers is not going to stay that long, so we don't need to panic on that. But running back depth, because Jacob's ladder, he's either going to go up or he's going to fall down. So I would just look to make sure you're very confident in what you have there. Team Naughty, part of our first head-to-head changeup, but he'll be going against Tech Nation. Looking at his team, the first thing I see is a lot of Ravens. A lot of Ravens. So, well, what I would be thinking about is, man, like, how can I, you know, make this work if the Ravens have a bad week? Or when they're on bye week. So you got to be kind of mindful. Make sure that you get your bench and your depth able to handle that bye week or that bad week. Because if you have them and they go south, that's going to mess up your game plan. I think you have good rookies with Waddle. And I like that. But I just feel like you need to upgrade your running backs, except Cook. Because I just don't know. I just feel like if one of your guys hit a slump, you're going to be in trouble and you're going to look for running back. I feel like the Chiefs running back is good, but I would just be mindful to keep that in mind, because you have some older backs like Bell. Sammy Watkins is going to be a guy who's hit or miss throughout the whole season. When he hits, he's great. Tight end depth is okay. I like your tight ends. But yeah, man, I'm just looking at how you know, you can make a move for a true number one wide receiver. That's really where I see the most of your upgrades could be, as well as so many Ravens. You quote the Raven that if they get hurt or if they have a bad week, you're in trouble. And I predicted you probably make moves as the season go on, and I wouldn't even overreact in making all the moves, but I'm pretty sure you're going to keep your eye open if you so desire. We're going to take a break. We're going to get back. But the last team of the Eastern Division, respectfully, Team Margaret. Hey, what's up? What's up? I am back. And with the power of editing, I said for Team Hunter that he was needing to upgrade running backs except for Cook, where I really meant Chubb. So power of editing allows me to go back and address that. So let's get to the last team in the Eastern Division, and that's Team Will Hargraves. So, you know, you ride together, you die together, and Cowboys, we trust Cowboys for life. All that. So just ride with Zeke, man. It's your guy. You got to go with him. You can't leave him now. So The main thing I see is that, man, your bench needs bodies. Like, you got to get some guys on your bench at least. So hit that waiver wire free agency hard, because you got two empty spots where you just need to put bodies there just in case they hit. Rookie is a spot that's definitely going to need to be upgraded. Amari Rodgers right now with Green Bay. I mean, I would see him sitting on the bench until you can see he establishes a role. Go look at some of those rookies that we talked about, man. Go hit up Bars. Chris Barmore, and let him hit you up with some tips, some ideas maybe. So, but your quarterback, you know, Tom Brady, you're going to be straight. AB playing like the old AB, so let's see how that goes. George Kittle's fine. Really, you just need to drop Matt Ryan. That's another spot you can use for a skill player or a rookie, something like that. Upgrade rookie if you can. Let's just look at upgrading that position. Bench depth in need. Receivers also in need, where you have a guy questionable, like a 49ers receiver you have. So definitely looking like that. You have strong quarterbacks in Josh Allen. Matt Ryan is not really needed. I would just suggest you move on from him and go find a guy that can help you today. So let's move over to the Western Division, and we're going to start with the highly touted, heavily vaccinated team, Tech Nation. These guys are looking good, okay? Good quarterback, good rookie. He has Trevor Lawrence in his rookie spot, and he has Kyler Murray, who balled out. Dangerous. Running back depth is still needed. Don't give up on Derrick Henry. Calm down, you know. Sonny Michel, you might have to sit him down until we figure out what's his role with the Rams, get him acclimated. Joe Mixon did good for you, but just remember, this is the Cincinnati Bengals team, so hopefully he'll continue to do that, but definitely look to upgrade that running back spot. Receivers, two number ones, and D-Hop, and Newt, and Amari Cooper. So you're good there. I feel like that's a strong unit. Look to trade a rookie if the return is worth it, because you have quite a few good rookies on your team. And plus, it'd be nice to help somebody out, you know? You might get a ransom and a king's reward back for him. I would probably look to, you know, you have great number one receivers, but, you know, I'm looking at, you know, Pittman. Hopefully he hits. Myers, you know, you got guys that hopefully they're going to hit, man. So, really, you just got to sit and tack and see what moves are going to help you moving forward. Bench could always use small upgrades. So, I just think you sit tight, man. You're going to be all right. And we're going to move on over to Team Barmore. And you got to love Team Barmore, because, as we all know, this is my guy pick to win the whole thing. No bias. But when we look at Team Barmore, he has Pat Mahomes and he has Waller, the tight end, Darren Waller. So enough said with those two. Those are two locks, okay? Austin Eckler, Damon Harris, I'm not mad at that. But when I look at a running back, depth is always evolving. So should this team, man. Smart chess moves for this guy, man. He has some injuries. Just always forever looking to upgrade those running back positions. Any chance you can get, whether it's for free agency, trade, whatever. Rookie, you just wait for one to hit, man. You got a few rookies on your team. I mean, you just got to wait and see if one of these guys hit. And if they do, I think you're in business. Clean up bench run once the running backs are established, because you're not going to be able to use them all. And if you do, you still got plenty of, you know, resources out there that you can go get. So you got a lot of your running back heavy, and I'm not mad at that. So let's see what happens, man. You might be able to look up and get some trade offers for some of these running backs. You might be able to get another receiver who you can play later on. But, man, I just feel like you got a solid team as well. Just minor update, upgrades here and there. You know how the season goes with the injuries coming. You never can get too comfortable. Always stay active in what you're doing. So next, we're going to go to Team Sammy Burns. And just looking at him, running back depth. It's you notice the theme. Like, I know guys love to grab quarterbacks and all this thing, but, man, running backs to me are very important. Running back depth alert. You have DeAndre Swift, who's not even guaranteed to be the starter on that team. Antonio Gibson, he has a good matchup coming up. You just have to be, you know, smart. Saquon is a guy, you got to pray for Saquon. Like, you need him, Saquon Barkley, to come back and be a beast. That would sure up that running back depth. But right now, he kind of on borrowed time with these other guys. You got to just, you know, play the field, man. See what happens, man. You might find a sexier running back out there, you know. Good rookie you got there. when Mac Jones, but you know, I always look for alternate on his bye week, or if he has to fill in for Jalen Hurts. You know, you never want to just be like, oh, I got one, I'm good. So just make sure you look for that. One more solid quarterback just in case. It'll be a few guys who you can stream here and there later in the season that's available. So that's all I got to say about your team, man. Like, maybe I would probably go Higbee tight end, because if you go back and listen, Higbee is one of the guys I was really high on. So I would check that out. Moving right along to Philly Cobb, the boy. Clarence, what's up, man? Looking at you, my guy, quarterback depth. Because Ryan Tannehill is about like Matt Ryan. You never know when they're going to fall off the cliff or they're over the hill. You can't trust a guy named Ryan. So quarterback depth is something that I'm definitely looking for. Receivers are strong, but Brown and Julio need Tannehill the ball. So it's kind of like you got two Ferraris, right? But the guy in the front that's leading the charge might be a Honda. So you got to be careful with that. If it gets a little too overwhelming for you, I will look to use their names to see if you can draw in some type of, another player that can help you in the long haul. You got Michael Thomas who's out right now. Just hit IR. So that's another strong receiver you have. But once again, he's not playing. Running back depth behind Kamara. You got to clean that up. Just keep your eye on the free agent market, man. That's all you got to do. And, you know, it's just going to be so vital that we pay attention to the free agency market. Who are people letting go? Who are people giving up on? I seen Jamar Chase in free agency, man. Y'all got a bid on that guy. That's a rookie who y'all can throw in there. You can play more than one rookie. You can play as many rookies as you want, as long as you have one in the OP spot. But that's one you need. And speaking of rookies, moving on to Team Burns. Oh, man. First thing is you need a rookie, period, my guy. You need a rookie. Your quarterback is good, but it needs a backup, my dude. Baker Mayfield is fine, but you might want to go hunting for a quarterback just to go along with it. Yeah, you got a lot of bills, man. You got, your Destiny's Child over there. You got Zach Moss, a bill. Devin Singletary, a bill. Cole Beasley, a bill. Can I pay your bills? I don't know, man. Can these bills pay you in fantasy points? We need to figure that out. So I will be mindful of having all those bills, just kind of like Team 90 is with the Ravens. So moves is to be made to find better pieces in free agency. Again, rookie. If you don't have a rookie in that spot, it's your choice. It's your prerogative. You won't get any points for that. So, also, James Robinson. I'm a little scared about that running back. Other than that, man, you just got to hang tight and get all them bills paid, bro. Bills paid, my guy. You know what I'm saying? You know me, co-workers. I got to look out for you. You the other guy I'm rooting for, you know? So, this is your roster breakdown and some ideas that might help you, might not. Let me know how you feel when you hear how I feel about your squad. And I'm signing off right now. I hope you guys enjoy your week. Get ready for Thursday. And make sure you check those waiver wires. When you probably hear this, it will be Wednesday morning or later. And those in your rosters will probably change because you added players. And I'll be ready to hear it. I'll be ready to look at it and discuss. So you guys have a good day, good night, good week. Let's get ready for week 2. And this is your boy, Chill, with the Any Given Sunday podcast.